Hello.
Yes, hi. Is this Richard?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. I love your picture.
Oh, thank you.
You just happened to be into penguins.
That's right, sir.
Yes. Yeah, because my wife said, does he have a picture of himself? I said, yes, he does. And obviously she was expecting a regular picture. And then I showed her and said, you're kidding me. I said, yeah, it's a penguin. In any case, yeah, well, you usually have it, but obviously I understand. I'm obviously really well familiar with Penguin House and all of them, as I have been a writer for pretty much since I'm 3 years old. And you can blame my mother for that. It's a wonderful story because instead of singing me lullabies, she would read me poetry. And it's something that a great deal of my friends, medical doctors, unfortunately, I'm a patient at Sloan Kettering, and all of my doctors there have purchased the books, and they're reading them now to their children. And some of them are not clearly for children, but they're changing words around, et cetera. So it's interesting. Whatever happens, be aware that this is not a fly-by-night. I have about 3,100 poems.
Wow.
I've been writing my entire lifetime, and I'm fairly well known in Ecuador, in Peru, and in Catalonia. But, you know, I've always been busy with my career, and even though my vocation has always been that of a poet, because I never stopped, not one day. I don't remember not writing more than for 2 days ever. Anyway, so tomorrow I'm going to be sending you, because I have an incredibly busy schedule with doctors, speaking of which, and I can send you some of the reviews which they have written about my work, and we can take it from there. So if you send me your email, was it there in the picture? I think there was, right?
Yes, the email that I sent you, subject line would be the email that has all the information. It should be book publishing and marketing proposal, and then you're going to see your name in the subject line. If you open an attachment, you're going to see a complete proposal in which each and everything is going to, it's a PDF file, which is going to have a complete information, what kind of packages that we offer, and then how exactly we publish and market books.
I'm going to be looking very carefully into that and understand exactly what packaging means, et cetera, because like with these two particular books, the work has already pretty much been done. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they are already, are in the Library of Congress, et cetera. They copyright it. So, and as I said, the covers are done, but I can send you copies of it, as I will have them as early as tomorrow morning or maybe tonight, so that we can take it from there. I don't know, as I said, what the package entails and what is it. Basically, what I need is to work with a really, really highly intelligent and sensitive editor who has vast experience in poetry, and to be honest with you, that's it. The rest is marketing, and you guys take care of that. But that's from my standpoint, that's the thing that I am looking for. And in fact, in terms of Spanish, I just started working with one of the great philologists of the Castilian language and from Spain, who we're going to be working together, because as good as I think that I am in terms of creativeness, there's no lacking, but in terms of grammar, et cetera, in Spanish, because I came to the United States at the age of 12, so my grammar, and I hated grammar anyway, because I thought that it always took away from the creative point of writing. I thought that Cedric Gassin was in what was there and not exactly how it was postulated. That's completely different. But anyway, so I'm just, that's all basically that I need. I need an editor. But when we talk, that will be the first step. And then if you want me to go there and meet you guys, I would be more than happy to here in New York, and we'll take it from there.
Absolutely.
All right. I just wanted to let you know that I'm
first of all, that's perfectly fine. Thank you very much for calling and letting me know. Anything that you want to send me, that might help us, just reply to the email and do check the PDF file that I sent you. That's going to give you a lot of information towards the marketing, how exactly we do the marketing. And when it comes to editors, sir, altogether, see, we have more than 500 editors. They specialize in different fields of editing. So, of course, the editor will assign you on your book, that person will be, or the team that's going to be specializing in the poetry field. So we make sure that if we are working on a poetry book, the editor, the team that's going to be working on it, they are going to be
because he or she is the key. And just for the record, I normally, for some reason, through my vast experience, I have always found that I get along better with women. I don't know why, but maybe because I grew up with four sisters, and I know you have some absolutely highly qualified and wonderful, wonderful editors.
We do.
You know, I am. So, but if we can make that happen in the near future, we'll take it from there. But let me touch base and read thoroughly, and I'll get back to you tomorrow morning, and I'll touch base. All right, buddy, I just wanted to let you know, thank you so much for your kindness and your courtesy, and I look forward to working together.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. It was nice talking to you. I'm pretty sure this is going to be an amazing project. Take good care of yourself.
Yep, I guarantee you. Where is your family from?
I'm Asian. I was brought up and I was born in London.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I joined Penguin.
Okay.
I was in London.
Oh, so you sound like, okay, so you sound like my family. See, because in my family, there are 16 different ethnic groups. We are French, we're Spanish, and we keep marrying everybody. My first sister is married to an Italian. My second sister is married to an Ecuadorian. My third sister is married to somebody from India. Fourth, my wife is Dutch, and on and on. And my son just married somebody from Australia. My son just married somebody 4 years ago with somebody from Australia, but she's really originally from Singapore. So my entire family, because my father was a diplomat, and there are many in my family, so we just marry whomever we fall in love with. What you look like and whatever, it doesn't matter. All right, guys. Wonderful to talk to you.
Wonderful. Take care, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.